God told us not to eat blood. The early church provided the following laws for the new Gentile believers. Three were related to eating. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit, and to us, to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well, Acts 15 verses 28 to 29. In other words, it will not be well with you if you eat these things. Why were these laws given? Because they are difficult to find in the law given to Moses. Therefore, the average new convert would not have known this, thus they shared it with them. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, Genesis 9 verse 4, and thus don't eat any life. People who received the law of God would have understood what blood is. It is red and can be seen. If we can squeeze meat with our fingers and our fingers are red, then it is blood and not to be eaten. Some laws included. When the animal is killed, it mustn't be strangled or caused to die slowly, such as making a hole and letting the blood drain out. It needs to be quick, like slitting the throat of the animal. When the animal is killed, it is to be poured out as water. This means no blood soup, blood marinade, or blood sausage, etc. We are not to eat any form of blood, such as raw meat, medium rare, or medium meat. Besides not eating blood with the meat, we are not to eat blood on anything, including dipping fruit, vegetables, anything in the blood. Nowhere in Scripture does it say we can eat raw meat, however there are a few references to boiling and roasting meat. For example, to those Israelites about to leave Egypt. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof, Exodus 12 verses 8 to 9. Another example was around Eli's evil sons. 1 Samuel 2:12-15, the priest's custom with the people was that, when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came, while the flesh was in seething, it was not cooked fully yet, but, in the process, with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand, and he struck it into the pan, or kettle, or cauldron, or pot, all that the flesh hook brought up the priest took for himself. Notice the people were cooking the meat in different ways. So they did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came thither. Also, before they burnt the fat, the priest's servant came, and said to the man that sacrificed, give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden, boiled, flesh of thee, but raw. One may say, what about Elijah? The ravens brought him meat, 1 Kings 17:6. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and evening. Please note it does not say Elijah ate it raw. If a friend brought me raw meat, I would hope the base expectation would be that I would cook it and that I would not eat it raw. If they believed I would eat it raw, then they do not know me, just like many don't know God yet call him their friend. Just a thought, God could want us to cook it roasted for the DNA and genes to be fragmented so that we can digest it better and or not allow evil to access the life. Raw meat may seem lifeless, but it can grow bacteria on it way more effectively than cooked meat. Any science that opposes God's word is from the evil one. What about sushi, raw fish? Rabbis believe it is acceptable under the law because the blood in Scripture is specifically related to the blood of animals and birds. Moreover, ye shall eat no manner of blood, whether it be of fowl or of beast, in any of your dwellings, Leviticus 7 verse 26. John the Baptist could have cooked his locusts, no indication he didn't. There is a distinction between animals such as animals, birds, insects, and fish, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 39, therefore they are not all the same, but the same principle applies to them all. God clearly says how we are not to eat flesh with the life, which is the blood, Genesis 9 verse 4. And in the context God this includes fishes in verse 2. Therefore, I conclude that we are not to eat sushi as it contains blood.